is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Clinton campaign is aggressively going into bastions of Republican strength, traditionally like Missouri, Indiana, and Arizona, with more media to try and impact Senate races. Individuals are taking some action in boycotting Trump's brand by canceling reservations at his hotels in Florida and Chicago. Studies find that the kitchen floor is relatively cleaner than the kitchen counter or the handle to the refrigerator, if you're worried about germs. Head of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, in a speech in San Diego, apologized to minorities for past mistreatment that has fueled mistrust of law enforcement in black and Hispanic communities. California voters are rethinking bilingual education and voting on a ballot proposition in November that would allow students to be taught in their native language. A Louisiana law that requires a birth certificate and an unexpired visa to get a marriage license is being slammed as discriminatory and violating the principle that marriage licenses cannot be denied because of a person's immigration status. S&P Global Market Intelligence calculated the amount of combined taxes the country's largest 500 public companies paid in federal, state, local, and even foreign taxes since 2007. Amazon paid only 13% of its profits. AT&T and General Electric paid a combined rate of 18%. Coca-Cola, Apple, and IBM paid 17%. Apple, Google's parent, paid 16%. Boeing, 8%. Facebook, 4%. Pacific Gas and Electric paid 0%. On the other hand, brick-and-mortar retailers like CVS, Home Depot, Walmart, and Target pay 30%, more than twice what Amazon pays. 82.3% of Americans graduated from high school in 2015, a new record. The NLRB is taking on Wall Street by issuing a complaint in a sexual harassment and retaliation case against confidentiality agreements that are interfering with, restraining, and coercing employees from exercising their rights. Canadian judge has refused to block the Cleveland Indians' use of their logo and name for a playoff game in Toronto on a suit filed by a First Canadian activist. In a worrying trend, polls are finding declining interest in the election as voters tune out, indicating the potential for low turnout, especially among African Americans and young voters. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Bransky's bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.